I don't want to talk too loud because my Amazon Echo Alexa could be listening. Oh, yeah. Oh, she does. She listens all the time. She's nasty. What a bitch. I was talking to somebody on the telephone yesterday, and I think Alexa overheard me because she started giving her opinions. Yeah, that was very scary. I was talking to a friend, and he said to me, my wife, she drives me crazy. She's driving me, everything I do, she's always picking at me, and don't do this, and don't do that, and why can't you be more like my first husband, and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, you know, if you make her happy, you'll be happy too. That's the way that works, you know, happy life, happy wife. You've heard that expression. And out of nowhere, Alexa says, yeah, that's true. You better get it on, baby. I mean, wow, that's really scary when that happens.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Like every move I make, somebody knows about it. I mentioned this about 3 months ago. I was looking for a car. The lease on my automobile was about to be up, and I needed to find another car. So I went on the Google machine, on the line, and I typed in new cars, and I went to some of the websites, and I checked it out. And then about 2 days later, I'm on my... my email account, and there are ads that pop up on the side, and they're starting to pop up car ads. And I thought, how did you know I was looking for a car? Oh, yeah, I went searching for it on Google. Now everybody in the world who has a car dealership knows I'm searching for a car. Now they're starting to show up in my emails looking for a car. Yeah, how did you know? Oh, my God, I did something stupid like I searched in Google for one. Don't ever do that. That's not the worst part. I'm in the supermarket yesterday trying to buy some pork. What an innocent thing for a guy to do. I'm simply looking to buy a little pork for dinner. And this, it's unbelievable. So I go to the checkout register with my pork. And the girl behind the register says, "Did you find everything you're looking for?" And I said, yeah, I was looking for pork, and I found it. And then she says to me, "Did you find that car you're looking for?" I said, "What are you talking about?" She says, "Did you find the car you're looking for?" I said, "How did you know I was looking for a car?" And she just laughed. My God, that's scary. Be so careful these days. You just don't know what's happening. Everybody knows everything. It's scary stuff. Don't talk anymore. Don't say anything to anybody. Don't Google anything. Second you Google stuff, you're in trouble. If you're planning to murder somebody, don't Google chemicals that kill people. Don't do that. They'll be after you. There'll be somebody at your door tomorrow morning. We understand you Googled about killing somebody. Holy shit, how did you find out about it? You Googled. It's very scary stuff, man. I'm telling you, you got to be careful. Anyway, welcome to the program. I'm Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. It's day number 9 of my supposed cold. It's now moved into my chest. It's been in my chest for about 5 days now. How do I know? I Googled it. So, you know, yeah, it's still difficult. Still don't know if it's an allergies or cold or consumption. I have no idea what this is. I don't know. I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want them to win. Every time I go to the doctor, I feel like there's a cash register in the background. My doctor would never say that that's the case. Ron, we're only interested in your health. Well, then why isn't it free? I got to feed my family. Got to put my kids through school. Yeah, I know. A lot of people have to put their kids through school. Why do they choose the most expensive colleges? What's up with that? What's the deal with that? What's her name there? The actress, Lori Loughlin. See, that doesn't help my condition. I don't know if it was her or Felicity Huffman or Cher. I have no idea who this was. They tried to get their kids into college, and they cheated. They cheated to get their kids. They had other people take the tests for them. They had other people take urine tests. Bob, can we have pee in a cup? I want to get into college. Sure, no problem. Pee, I've got plenty. I'm not very smart when it comes to doing the test, but pee, I got plenty of pee for you. I should sell my pee, because I don't do drugs. I really don't. The only drugs I do are the ones over the counter at CVS. Do a lot of those. But my urine's really clean. I don't even eat poppy seeds. So I should just like rent myself out for urine tests, you know. Hey, Ron, I want to get a new job here at this factory, but they're insisting that I have a urine test to make sure that I don't do drugs. Will you pee in a cup for me? Will I? Gladly. I'll pee in anybody's cup at any time. I don't care. I don't care if there's just milk in it. I'll pee in it for you, sure. If there's one thing I can do, if there's one talent I have, it's peeing in a cup. And I do it so cleanly, too. Not a drop to be spared. It's all in there. And it's good stuff, too. It's tasty and it's lovely. It's good, balanced urine for you. How much is this going to cost me for this urine run? $6,000. Is that legal to do? Am I allowed to sell my urine? How are they going to check? Well, they're going to bring it into the lab? And hey, wait a minute. This isn't Bob's urine. This is Ron's urine. We're familiar with this taste. Wait a minute. My urine is very famous. When I was a kid, yeah. Well, the neighbor had a pool, and we were allowed to go over to the pool every once in a while on a hot summer day. And this guy's father would clean the pool, you know, and he, wait a minute, there's urine in this pool. Van Damme. Yeah, they always knew it was my urine. It's famous. So maybe I should market my urine. I mean, people sell blood, don't they? Yeah, they sell blood. They give blood and they sell it. So why can't I sell my urine? I have an endless supply. Because I drink a lot of everything. Well, Ron, if you drink alcohol, isn't that bad for the urine? Nah, they don't test for that. Believe me, they're not testing for that. They're not testing. I don't think there's a test in the world where they test your urine and they go, wait a minute, Grey Goose. There's Grey Goose in here. I don't think they do that. I really don't. If you poured Grey Goose in the urine in the cup, yeah, maybe. But after it's been processed by my liver, I don't think so. I got to have my liver checked, by the way. Do they do that for you? I mean, liver is the thing, I think, that filters out all the crap, you know? Have that checked. Anyway, if anybody needs any urine, give me a call. You can email me, ronvandamshow@gmail.com. I'll go for the highest bidder. It's good stuff. It's really good. Oof, man, it's good. It's good. If you put a glass of my urine on a table next to a glass of sweet tea, you wouldn't know the difference. Wait a minute, Ron. Your urine is the color of sweet tea? only when I want it to be. What? Yeah, it's like chameleon stuff. If you put like a glass of sweet tea down on the counter, my urine will turn into the same color. How do you do that? I don't know. It's like nature. It's a defense mechanism. Wow. Yeah, I know, I know, I know. I'm like the Jesus of urine. Apparently Jesus could turn water into wine, which is a talent that, by the way, he never really marketed that thing very well. I mean, if I had the ability to turn water into wine, holy crap, would I be well off. All I can do now is turn water into urine. I can do that very, very well. But, so I am the Jesus of that. That's all. That's all. Man, turning water into wine, that would be so cool. Maybe if I put my mind to it, you know, maybe if I really, really thought real hard. I think I told you the story. When I was young, I used to think that if I would go into my mother's living room. I called it my mother's living room because my father didn't really care, but my mother had everything covered in plastic just in case somebody showed up. She'd take the plastic off. Never happened. Nobody ever showed up. So it wasn't allowed in the living room. But every once in a while when the parents were out doing their thing, I would sneak into the living room and I would sit there and I would. Back in those days, everybody smoked cigarettes. Everybody did, even infants. And there was a little cigarette ashtray on the table. Always clean, never a cigarette butt in it because it was the magic living room. No dirt in that room. But there was an ashtray there nonetheless. And I would sit there in the dark, in the quiet, and I would stare at the ashtray and I would try to make it move by using my mental powers. And I really thought that if I concentrated hard enough, like even close my eyes and squint it, that the ashtray, through mental telepathy, could move on my command. Not fly off the table, oh no, no, no. Just move the slightest amount. That would prove that my mental abilities were superior to that of mankind. I was searching for my superpower. I knew he couldn't fly. I tried that out. I can't fly. But can I move things with my mind? That would be cool. I sat there, like, every once in a while, and I would concentrate, hoping to move that ashtray. And every once in a while, I would think it did, but it really didn't, because my mind was, like, so overworked, it started hallucinating. The ashtray never moved, but I kept trying and trying and trying. And then eventually I stopped when I became an adult, realizing what an idiot I probably was. But I still believe that it's possible. If you channel your little brain things properly, if there's an interesting connection between cells up there, what's left of them, that I can move an ashtray. And then my problem was, like, when people stopped smoking and there were no more ashtrays, like, then so what? What if I could move an ashtray? Who would care? Nobody smokes anymore. So what would be the point? The only point to moving an ashtray with your mind is if you're back in the 40s or something and a guy's sitting there and he said, Ron, could you pass me the ashtray? And I would just like concentrate and the ashtray would just move toward the guy. He'd go, my God, that's amazing. But, if you know, only thing I can move is ashtrays. I spent my whole life trying to move ashtrays, and all of a sudden there's no more ashtrays. Well, joke's on me. Anyway. Are you having a good time, by the way? At my expense? Everything on this show is at my expense, I've noticed. Not that I care. See, that doesn't matter to me. I don't really care. I mean, I have no idea if when you were a kid you sat down in front of objects and tried to move them mentally. I think some of you did. Because I got to believe that everything that I did when I was a kid was not just me. There must have been other kids trying to do stuff, but they just never talked about it. And you don't walk up to somebody and say, hey, guess what I was doing all day? Trying to move an ashtray with my mind. Okay, pack the bags. We're going to put you away for a while. You know that's not the case. Can I get you a sandwich or something? Alexa, can I get you a sandwich?
The Ron Van Dam Show, of course.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Of course. Listen to her. Can you hear her? Wherein two or more pieces of bread serve as a container or wrapper for another food type. Did that answer your question? No, it didn't, because I wasn't talking to you. I'm doing a comedy bit on a show, Alexa. Oh, my God.
Thanks for your feedback.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. You know, I buy the Alexa thing, and then half the time I want it to shut up.
Shut up!
I don't understand why I do these things to myself.
We asked Ron Van Dam how he thinks audience members should be treated.
Put him in a cage so we can gawk at him.
You know, sir, I like the way you think. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, these allergies or colds, whatever, my God. Oh, it might be my nose now. Now I'm adjusting my pants. Now I'm pulling up my socks. Okay. Just about everybody, every Democrat is running for president right now. And the former governor of Massachusetts, William Weld, as a Republican, is going to be running for president against Trump and Trump's own party. Trump has a very high favorability rate in the Republican Party. That's why I think I'm from another planet, because I don't get it. Nonetheless, I figured, look, it's not enough just to vote or to sit here on a show and complain about these boobs day and night. Why don't I just run myself? So, ladies and gentlemen, I am announcing here, now, publicly, my candidacy for President of the United States. Yes. I'm doing it. Yes, I'm proud to say I'm throwing my hat into the ring along with my pants. Unlike the present president, who maligns half the country on a daily basis and calls them names, I will be the party of respect. I will bring this country together with, and you can print this on your hat or on your t-shirt, United We Stand. Which is the opposite of the present president. Divided, we fall, and that's my goal. That's what Trump says. My motto is, let's unite and stand tall. I want to see Chinese people eating matzahs. That's what I want. No, that's not going to happen. Yet, I'd love to see it. I think it would be humorous. I mean, Jewish people eat Chinese food all the time. They seek it out. Yet, for some reason, Chinese people just don't eat matzahs. What's up with that? Is that fair? No. Yes, I want every American to love another American, even if it's your next door neighbor, and that's adulterous still. It's love. I want an America where each and every child can get into the college of their choice simply by buying a wing of a library, but available to all. Yep. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to change the shape of this country. Well, actually, climate change will actually change the shape of this country because, obviously, the oceans will rise and wipe out seaside communities, and that'll change the shape of the country. So that'll happen anyway. Yes, united we stand. I want every chicken to be free range. Yeah, it's not just the people of this country. I'm going to defend the animals of this country as well, who can't vote. After all this time in this country, animals still cannot vote. Chickens are not allowed to peck their choice. I want every single living American to understand that the other single living Americans are not wonderful people. I just think we should know that right off the bat. We should accept everybody just the way they are, but not have to look at them. Equal pay. Every living American should be paid the same as a rich person. I don't care if you're a teacher, a garbage collector, a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. Who makes candles anyway? The pay should be the same, $1.75. I really believe that. I believe we should all link arms in unison and do a polka or the Macarena. And let me know when you're finished. Yes, I believe in freedom for all and love for everybody and no more sexual diseases and hamburger prices should go down drastically and all that stuff. So, you going to vote for me? No. Did I say something wrong? Did I offend you somehow? Was not my intention, by the way. I really believe that everybody should be happy, man. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. Just be happy. Just be happy. What are you talking about? What's your problem? Just be happy. Our guest joins me after this word. Are you holding a party by any chance? I have an excellent idea for you.
Let's be honest. You are socially awkward. You've no idea how to start a polite conversation. You wouldn't know what to do or say if you stumbled into one. And when it comes to talking with members of the opposite sex, you're like a sixth grade wallflower at the school dance. You need help, and you know it. You need me, Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. For a courteous, prearranged fee, I am now offering wingman services for both men and women. Even if you've got the vocabulary range of a brain-damaged gibbon, with me at your side explaining to people what you rarely meant to say, every drool-drenched bit of drivel that slobs out of your scone hole will sound witty, erudite, and confident. And ladies, don't be shy. Take my arm and we'll go chat with the gent across the room with whom you've been exchanging glances all evening. Don't worry, he won't be intimidated by my extraordinary good looks. I guarantee he will only see me as your good British friend who happens to be incredibly gay. It's a service only I can provide, because I am Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. So do let me know where we'll be going next, you and I.
Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Hey, Chassie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be with you guys today.
It's a pleasure to have you here on the program. Chassie is, she's been seen on the Today Show, and she's a consumer advocate and lifestyle editor, Wendy Williams Show. She's all over the place. And now she's reached the pinnacle of her career, and she's on this show. So congratulations.
Yay.
Yay. Okay.
I'm so excited to be here.
This is fun.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So we're talking about something that eludes me, to be honest with you, and that's getting a good night's sleep. And I think every time I mention that, everybody says to me, yeah, I don't get a good night's sleep either. So this is kind of alarming.
I know. It is really alarming, and I couldn't believe the statistics. I mean, apparently, 81% of Americans report that they wake up with back, neck, and shoulder pain. And the great news is, you know, it might be as easy as replacing your mattress. You may be sleeping on the wrong mattress, and that's really good news. That you can do something about it.
I suppose so. Yeah, we always think there's a physical thing going on or some type of horrible rheumatoid arthritis or I broke my back yesterday when I was bending over the frying pan. But yeah, it could be something as simple as that. And I know. Yeah, and there's such thing as like actual sleep technology, I understand.
Oh, there is. And so this has been studied. And, you know, there is lots of information out there. And I think that, you know, if your listeners want to know maybe some of the warning signs you know, your health issues could be caused by the wrong mattress. Mm. Here are a couple of telltale signs we like to put out there. All and the first is, you know, we talked about body pain in the morning, like aches and pains, mm-hmm. stiffness and sore muscles when you wake up. Make note of that. You know, another sign is if you feel groggy and sleepy, even though you have full night's sleep mm-hmm. and that fatigue stays with you the whole day long. Mm-hmm. And finally, if you're not as productive during the day and you find yourself feeling run down or getting sick more frequently. And many people don't think about the connection that their mattress is the root cause of these issues. And less than 9% of Americans do make that connection, that the quality of their sleep they receive is actually linked to their mattress. So these warning signs, pay attention to them. And there's some great actions you can take.
Now, but Chassie, how do I know if my mattress, besides any pain I might have, but how do I know my mattress is becoming outdated? I mean, I flip it over. I even sleep on the edge. I mean, I'm trying to find every possible combination to that mattress.
I know, right? Well, first, it's time to replace your mattress if you've got any of those warning signs that we just discussed, you know, the aches and pains. But the bumps and lumps in your mattress can actually be the cause of these pains. So if you have a look at your mattress and it's looking more bumpy than comfy, it's a sign that your mattress has lost its shape and support and it's time to replace it. And secondly, this is a really great tip. If you can't remember when you purchased your current mattress,
it's probably
about time to replace it, right?
Since, yes.
You know, as a general rule, mattresses are designed to last between 7 and 9 years. Even including the highest quality mattresses. So check your mattress tag, and that'll tell you when this mattress was purchased. And if it's getting up there in age, it's time to replace it.
Wow. Now, I've been to mattress places, and there's a few of them. There are wonderful things to do if you have nothing to do during the day. You just, like, go in there.
I know!
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you meet people, too, that way.
Yes, you do. I love it. I mean, that's one of my favorite pastimes, going over to Mattress Firm and trying out all the wonderful mattresses. And, you know, you bring up a really good point. I mean, how do you know how to choose the right mattress for you? Because there's no one-size-fits-all option. And when it comes to a mattress, since everybody has different needs and preferences when it comes to sleep, so here are a couple things you might want to consider. First, do your homework. It will really help. It's essential to do your research to avoid getting too overwhelmed. Yeah. And Mattress Firm actually has this really cool mattress finder quiz that'll help you find the right mattress for you at, and you can find that on mattressfirm.com.
Uh-huh.
And then, like you said, you need to try the mattress out. And, you know, you test drive a car before buying it.
Right.
And the same is true for a mattress. So even if you think you know what mattress you want, you may find that the comfort you feel from a pillow top outweighs the support from a firmer mattress.
Yeah.
And we say that you should spend at least 10 to 15 minutes testing out each mattress. And you want to lay on it in your normal sleep position.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're still overwhelmed, ask a pro. The Mattress Firm store associates, they go through extensive training. So they're going to help you find the perfect mattress for your body, your lifestyle, and budget. But Ron, I want to know, what are you, a soft mattress guy, a firm mattress? What is your preference?
I prefer firm, and I think a lot of people make that mistake when they like soft, cushy things, but that's not always good for you. So I like
I like
the firm. Yeah, I feel less achy when I've got the support that I need.
Yeah, I had a very interesting sort of comeuppance. I had always been a super soft pillow top gal, and then my husband had neck surgery, and I was forcing him to sleep on the mattress that suited me, and he would wake up every morning after the surgery and feel even worse. So we went down to Mattress Firm and did our test drive, and we both fell in love with a memory foam, and I had never tried that memory foam before, and it is a game changer. And not only did I find out that, in fact, I was not a soft mattress gal, but, I mean, he's super happy with more support. I'm really happy. I feel great, and it's really hard to get me out of that bed. It's so comfortable.
So so what you're saying is that you can have it depends, like one side of the bed can be a little firmer than the other?
Well, with the memory foam, for me, it's it just gives a little bit more all over support, and it sort of feels like it cradles my body, and I really love it. I don't feel him moving around, you know, in the middle of the night. So it's great for co-sleeping, I would say.
Yeah, because it doesn't,
as
yeah,
you say,
right.
In,
it's different on one side than the other. It can be,
It is. Yeah. And really, there is no one-size-fits-all. I mean, there is a mattress for everybody out there, and it's a really, really fun sort of little project to find the one that's best for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always realized that you spend like a third of your life lying down on a mattress, so you better like get a nice one, good one, because that's a long time in your life to be spending
it's so
it on
true.
Something. Yeah. It is.
I mean, Ron, like investing in your mattress can actually help you save money over time because you're right. We spent a third of our lives sleeping. So why wouldn't we invest in the very thing we're sleeping on?
Yeah.
And the quality of our sleep really impacts everything we do. I mean, if it's less visits to the chiropractor, or maybe you're more productive because you're getting a better night's sleep, you know, it really will pay off literally in the long run.
It does make a difference. So where do we get more information about the world of finding the right mattress there at Mattress Firm? How do we get more info?
Well, you can head on over to mattressfirm.com or visit a local store.
Yeah, that's the
and
way
this
to do
is
it.
Really exciting. From today through April 30th, Mattress Firm is offering savings of up to $500 on their top-reviewed mattresses.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they've got so many, 15 of their best beds even have a 4-plus out of 5-star reviews. So head on over to your local store or check out mattressfirm.com.
Okay.
And have a great night's sleep.
Sounds good.
Give yourself the gift of good sleep, right?
Yeah. Well, what could be a better gift? It's fantastic. And, of course, wear your best pajamas when you go to the Mattress Firm store.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Always
of course.
Your best pajamas.
Yeah.
And how do, I love that you brought that
Well,
up.
Of course. Cassie, how do we follow you if we do with all the stuff you do?
Well, you can check out Instagram at Chassy Post. And I'm really so happy to chat with you this morning.
Cool.
Thanks so much for having us, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay. Have a great day.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for embarking upon this journey with me. By the way, I'm not trying to raise any money for my presidential bid because I don't think it's really worth it. And I have some money saved up, like $223 that I was saving for summer camp. But instead, I'm going to use it to fund my presidential runs. Yeah, I can tweet, so I guess, is that the requirement to become president? You have to be able to tweet mindlessly all night? Well, actually, I don't tweet because it is mindless, so I guess I can't be president. I withdraw my bid. I don't want to be involved in that crap. Let somebody else do it, please. I cannot endure the background checks. And besides, I think you have to pass a urine test. No, actually not. Look who got in. Yeah, okay, forget that part. Man, is Trump's face getting more orange every time? What is that? Does he go to a tanning booth salon thing? And he puts those little plastic eye cups over his eyes so it remains like white skin around his eyes, but the rest of him turns orange? Like, how is that possible? How is that possible? I mean, I've heard that the president's a bozo, but I didn't know physically he was. He looks like a circus clown and acts like one too. All right. That's enough. That'll be enough. That's enough. This is supposed to be an intelligent program. When was that labeled? No, it's not. No, it's not. Hey, you've been great here. It's time for you to open your Cracker Jack box and take out the silly plastic prize and play with it for a couple of weeks. I love that man. I love that comma man. I didn't like Cracker Jacks too much. They kind of like it was popcorn that not only stuck to your teeth because it's popcorn, but it also was sticky and it stuck to your teeth that way. It was horrible. It's just horrible. And every once in a while, you'd find a peanut. Millennials don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know what Cracker Jack is. So forget it. Just forget it. Did you find everything you're looking for? But there were little prizes in there, and you never knew what prize was going to be in there. And there'd be like little plastic cars or little plastic pieces you could swallow by mistake. It's fantastic. Little stickers. It's fun. It's all I wanted as a kid. Put candy in my mouth and give me a little prize in the box. That's really, childhood was so simple, man. Simple, comma, man. It really was. I didn't have to worry about anything. My parents took care of most of everything. And we didn't have a lot of money, but I didn't know that. I knew what money was. If I had like 50 cents, I thought I was a millionaire. You know, I had no concept. I just wanted to go into the candy store and eat some candy and get a little prize in the box. It's all I was looking for. It's all. That and a good night's sleep. Oh, it's so different now. I can't get a good night. The older I get, the less sleep I have, the more time I have to sleep. When I was younger and there was no time to sleep because I had to get up in the morning and go to school every day of my life, probably even on weekends. I really remember, but I remember I could never sleep. But yet I was the most tired then. I wanted to sleep the longest, and it was my mother that had to jostle me every morning. Get up. My God, you're lazy. You know that that furniture thing, the Lazy Boy Furniture Company? They make like lounge chairs. Lazy Boy, they named that after me because my mother called me, "Hey, Lazy Boy, get up, Lazy Boy." I never knew there'd be an entire company about me. But apparently there is. And they are rather comfortable chairs, I guess. Well, my time is up for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Will you join me then? I don't care what time of day it is. I'm always here. You just click on this thing and I'll be here. We'll do a new one tomorrow, shall we? Until then, I wish you peace. And forget about that presidential run thing. I decided I'm not doing it. I think I'd have to release my tax forms, or... Oh, you don't? Oh, I didn't know that.